Morena e te whanau. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. I started this as part of my mission to help bridge the wealth gap. I have not cracked it yet, but I'm here to share the highs, the lows of my own journey and bring in the experts to fill in the gaps. If you have been here before, know my hoki mai, and if you are new here, then welcome to the show. If you are anything like me, you're sitting here and you're wondering how we're almost at the end of the year, and whilst I have achieved so much, I became a best-selling author, been nominated for some crazy awards, I also have not achieved my true potential. And I'm just going to be so honest and transparent with you all. And today I just wanted to speak to this and speak to some of the, things that I have been reflecting on as just kind of like a journal entry, diary kind of dump thing for you all. I thought, you know, I'm journaling this stuff and I'm doing some self-reflections and stuff like that, and I thought, why leave it at that? Why not just bring you all along with the journey as I do other things and just share with you all where I'm at? So whether you have achieved your true potential or not is something only you can decide. Behind the scenes of my business this year, I've actually had a really, really tricky year. Someone very close to me is dying of a terminal cancer, and there has been a lot going on, and I'm also helping to caregive for this person, and I've also had my own health challenges I've had my own things going on. I've been helping other people, and I actually had a mentoring session, and I was, you know, I shared all of this, you know, stuff, and I was told, you know, to like be more compassionate and be less hard on myself. And so I digested this information and I reflected on, you know, what this mentor had said. And I was like, yeah, I've had a tricky year. I have had so many different, you know, challenges behind the scenes. And I've also achieved so many of my goals despite that. And I'm so proud of the hurdles that I've navigated and what I've been able to achieve. But deep down, I also know that I haven't achieved my potential. I know that there were days where I could have been better. I know there were days where I could have made better decisions. I know deep down that my goals are extraordinary. They are humongous. And if I want to achieve them, I have to find ways to not let my circumstances be a barrier for that. I need to work smarter, not harder. I need to strengthen my mindset further. I have more mahi to do, whether that's inner mahi, mahi on my business, doing the healing, you know, journey. Some call this toxic, this mindset that like, I actually have more work to do. Yes, I've achieved so much, but I actually have more mahi to do. But I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for this mindset where I am never a victim. I am always learning. Every single challenge that comes my way is here to teach me a lesson. And I believe that the challenges that I've navigated this year were here to teach me that I can hold it all. I can hold space for the most tricky, like emotional, heartbreaking, you know, whānau stuff. But I can also be a winner in business. I can also achieve my goals. I can also succeed at the same time. I can hold space for it all. And where in the past, I felt like I couldn't. I could only do one thing. I could only give my all to, you know, my whānau and then not do this. But I actually can. I know I can do it all. And I know I can hold it all. And I know so many of those who are listening to this today have this belief, but maybe it's just been so tricky and you've let things go or you've let things slide. But for me, I believe, like, I can. And I know that I can. And some kind of lessons that I've been pondering on is, number one, it is my ethical obligation to do well. I heard this in Grant Cardone's, I can't remember which book it was, but I heard him say this and I loved it. It is my ethical obligation to do well. And I'm just going to be, trigger warning, just going to go so raw, so deep very quickly. I could have been dead right now. I am not like exaggerating things. You know, I weighed 183 kgs. I was a drug addict. My doctor said that if I carried on down this pathway, I would end up having a heart attack. But I was also very much struggling with my mental health and was suicidal at many times. But I survived this period of my life. And I believe that I did so that I could help people, so that I could change the world. And so if I'm not achieving my big goals, I am reducing how much I can help people, because when I achieve my goals, I'm leading the way for people who are just like me, struggling with their hauora, struggling with their mindset, struggling with puta. When I achieve them, I'm showing them, I'm giving them hope that they can do it. And so the more I achieve my goals, the more I'm leading the way, and the more I'm showing others that no matter where you've come from, you can too. It is also my ethical obligation to take every single opportunity, and I mean opportunity by every single day I have an opportunity to crush my goals. Every single day I have an opportunity to strengthen my mindset. Every single day I have an opportunity to be better than I was yesterday. It is my ethical obligation to take up those opportunities I have in this life to become better and leave this world in a better place when I eventually die. I want every single person after me to struggle less in the ways that I have because of what I do and what I create and what I leave behind. I am a cycle breaker. I am changing things. But in order to do that, I need to live up to my potential. And I know that I haven't. And so number two is look at people who have what you want. I was listening to Luke's podcast, Keep the Change. He actually did a shout out for me. He was reading my book and he did a shout out on Instagram. And I was just so grateful for that. And I used to listen to his podcast a while back, but I stopped listening to it. So I was listening to a few of his episodes and I was like, this is amazing. This dude is out here posting like 2 to 3 episodes a week. 2 to 3 episodes a week. You know, I look at Ia Lou, who's got Make It Happen, and she's got Girls in Business, and she's just crushing it, and, you know, all of these different things. And I look at the businesses of these people, and then I look at what they're doing, how much they're showing up. I've met Ia, she's incredible, and, you know, I've spoken to her about, like, her systems of creating content, and, like, you look at Luke and how consistent he is with his podcast, and how high quality those episodes are, how consistently he's pumping them out. And, you know, people avoid comparison and they say it's not a good thing. But I think if you're just honest and you look at what they're doing and what they're creating, and then you compare it to yourself and you're like, well, I'm, look at like my podcast, for example, I will create like one episode a week, and some weeks I miss it. To be completely honest, some weeks I don't do it. Most weeks I do it, but there are some weeks I miss it. One episode and, you know, they could be so much better. And so I look at those and I compare it to myself and where I'm at. And I'm like, there's so much more mahi to be done. Now you can go down the rabbit hole of, oh, they have staff, they have more support, they have more money, they have, you know, whatever it is, right? And it's like, okay, cool. But what are you going to do about that? Because there was once a time that they didn't. And like, I was just listening to Luke's podcast where he was being interviewed, and he spoke about how there was a time he, I can't remember, it was like 15K in credit card debt or something. You know, there was a time where he didn't, but he built this by doing that before the results happened. And I know this in my life, like I know this in my business, say on social media. Before I started making money, I was showing up consistently on social media. I posted content every single day for the first 2 years, you know, through heartbreak, through all of these different things that I was navigating. And I showed up consistently, and that's why I was able to build the business that I have. But now we're going to this next step, and I'm looking at that next level. And it's like, what I'm doing now is not enough to get there. And I'm not saying, yeah, like that's just it. And so I don't go down this rabbit hole and go, oh, they have more than me. It's like, okay, this is the level we're playing at, so let's level up. And I just think it's really important to actually compare yourself. Compare yourself to the people you want to be like, and compare your actions and compare the things that you're doing or not doing in order to get there. Because I don't believe that the universe picks on certain people and is like, you're not going to get what you want. It's like, if you do the mahi that's required, you will get there. Alex Hormozi says this quote that I love, and it's like, show up so many times, it would be unrealistic for you not to succeed. And that's exactly the lesson here. Look at what other people are doing to get the results that they want. And if you want those too, you've got to do that. Obviously, that's just one part of the equation. There are so many other things. Creating content is just one thing. But like, compare yourself. Compare yourself to people doing better than you who have what you want. Look at what they're doing and compare it to what you're doing and go, okay, this is what I need to change. Number three, which I think is so important in all of this, because of everything that I've been navigating, there have been days where I've lost sight of the vision of where I'm headed and why I need to do the mahi that I want to do. Because when everything gets overwhelming and it gets challenging, it's so much easier to lose sight of your big goals and to just settle for the life that you're living, how you're doing things, and to stop growing. But never lose sight of that vision. Remind yourself of it in the morning and at night. Have a vision board. Look at it, but don't just look at it. Dream about it. Like, put yourself in the shoes of the girl on your vision board and, you know, the things that she's been able to achieve, and never ever lose sight of that, because that's what keeps you going when times get tough and you don't feel like doing it and you don't feel like putting in the mahi. Never lose sight of the vision, because that is why you're doing the mahi. But make it deeper, and I've spoken about this before on the podcast, make it deeper. Why do you want that house? Why do you want that money? Why do you want that thing? What is the actual deeper meaning underneath it that this is doing for you? Is it that you want to leave generational wealth? You want to break cycles? You want to achieve your wildest dreams and aspirations? Why do you want to do it? This is a very short episode, but I just had these like little things that I wanted to just jot down and like share with you all as kind of like a public like diary entry of these are the things that are going on in my head at the moment of I haven't actually achieved my true potential this year, you know, and we've still got through, like, there is still time to change this. And so I just wanted to share this with you all, and I know so many of you all will be navigating similar things. Acknowledge the success you've had, acknowledge the achievements you've made, because those are great. But also, the only person who knows if you've truly achieved your potential is you. And if you can honestly say you've achieved your 100% potential, there's no need to listen to this. But if you haven't, hold on and keep going, keep pushing. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Obviously very different from any other podcast episodes I've recorded, but I just wanted to trial something new. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Of course, if you did, I would be so privileged and grateful if you could share this on your story, if you could share this to a friend, tag me. I genuinely just want to help as many people as I can, and I believe this is my purpose, to help as many people as I can, and I can't do that without your total core to share this around. So yeah, that is us for today. I am going to be here more frequently and just kind of sharing these little mind dumps and things like that. So if you guys have any questions, or if you have any like requests for podcast episodes, please shoot me a message. I love receiving your guys' messages, and I love hearing, you know, that you guys are enjoying the podcast, you're enjoying the book. But if you guys have like specific things that you want me to like talk about, please send me a message. Do not be shy. That is us for today. I will chat to you all soon. Ka kite!